This interview highlight package is brought to you by Chess Alive.
I've been watching the show since I was like 7 or 8, when everything was like, yeah, crazy. And I was watching with my moms. But ever since that day, like, you know, it's always been like every year we watch new people, new winners, new vibes for the industry. But then again, a year ago, before preparing for initially going to Big Brother, had a conversation with like a couple mates, and everywhere I went with them, they said like, that's the one place you can really express who you are in your entirety. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I see it more than anything. So yeah. Well, sadly, yes, I'm out the game, but at the same time, like, you know, I'm really grateful because like the opportunity that I received in like Big Brother household is actually very vast, and a lot of people really see who I truly am. And I bet on myself for 7 weeks. So really had no strategy, but I played it the best way I could. And the best way was being myself. So I feel amazing right now. I feel different. So, how it started, like, that situation, like, started off like feelings, because like generally feelings like were involved in the whole situation. Only later on it transpired into like, you know, being a game. But besides that, like, it was more to the side of feelings than it was ever again, because like it was beneficial for us for some time. But then again, it's like, yeah. And that was some of my most memorable moments inside the Big Brother household. I won't even lie about it. That did, like, you know, plus I've never had to be that person. So like that was the first time I tried anything new outside like my relationship life. I noticed what's real. So because what we have is like, you know, she might right now be trying to rebrand her way of like playing the game. But other than that, I don't feel mad. We can have this conversation outside the house, depending on how things go. Yeah. Okay, so I'll put it like this, because like first, like when I first ventured out with like Uleyama, it was like the hand was I was gunning for. That was a girl for me. And then later on, I started noticing, like, you know, my wandering eye, as they say, noticed something for me. It was like actually showing quite the attraction to me, or quite the liking. But it wasn't a surprise, because the first day I ever got into the Big Brother household, there are 22 beds, there were 23 of us. And Bungie's the first one to avail her bed with me. So we had like a whole connection throughout that first night. So I always knew that, like, you know, maybe I'd venture to the side of like Bungie's or, you know, wherever in general. But later realizing that, like, you know, I actually have genuine feelings for both of them. Maybe one more than the other, but that's how it transpired, because also that's what started like a lot of commotion, because one, I realized and what I learned about the situation is that I could not split myself into all, like, you know, these two women. Oh, like, Els is like my young temptress and my young everything. Mm-hmm. And now she likes to call us good friends. Well, I don't know about that, but if I ever do, like, you know, try to pursue that space, I'll probably, like, with any of these girls, like, you gotta understand, the only girl that actually came into the game who was, like, quite gorgeous was Els. But the rest of the two had people on the outside. That's why I also had, like, wear out my cards. When you get into the diary room, you don't really get to... When you're outside of the diary room, matter of fact, you don't really get to venture out and then vent about the things that you really go through in the household or speak. But that space entirely where no one can hear you but Big Brother, you express everything that is really true. And that's really how I felt. I really wanted to pay homage and really just wanted to, like, rebrand, really, and just be a different, and see myself in a different light and accept the things I've done more than anything. Not more than anything, I know, like, you know, I'm okay and I'm well within, like, you know, the space of who I am. I'm proud of the person I become. Oh, well, it doesn't matter at this point, because, like, the misconception I proved, like, before the house, I used to be called the very same things I did inside the house. So it's like, yo, I lived up to the misconception. But other than that, on the outside world, like, things are different for me. Like, I don't even, like, you know. Yeah, that's the first time I've actually had to deal with a situation like that. And I don't know how to handle it, to be quite honest. But we did it in the best way possible, man. Kept cordial spaces more than anything. So, yeah, as long as I have no bad blood with any of these women, I happen to be in a good space. And I wish them well. I see myself coexisting within the media space and within the space in which I went to school for, like, you know, the structural design, the mechanical design. So I don't see myself conjoined to the, like, you know, I don't see myself in a space where I'm restricted to do anything. Now more than ever, I feel like I can do anything, and I've expressed this entirely on the show that, like, yo, it's live your e, die your e. And that's exactly what I venture out to be. And in the design space, more than anything, for creative works, and that's exactly where I'm going to reside. I'll take any opportunity that's in line with what I stand for. So yeah, it's more like, you know, the masculine image is everybody, like, you know, associates Jareed with, like, a whole lot of shortcomings, yes, but it's more in the sense of the nature of, like, you know, this is the guy that just does whatever he turns. And Jareed stands for, like, being free, like, you know, living, making mistakes, and actually, you know, learning. As long as I can advocate for change today, then I've grown.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Player.fm, and Pocket Cast. You can also find us or follow us on all social media platforms at Chisalive.